And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. I do not like the IRS. Anyway, Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. What a great phrase. She wasn't just pregnant. She wasn't just with child. She was great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God. Wouldn't you like to see a YouTube video on that? Hear that. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And that's God's heart towards all mankind. He has goodwill toward you and me. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the angels said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And when they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that they heard, and all they that heard, wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the angels returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. In this very room, there's quite enough love for all of us. And in this very room, there's quite enough joy for all of us. And there's quite enough hope and quite enough power to chase away any gloom. For Jesus, Lord Jesus, is in this very room.
Awesome. So for those of you who've been hanging around us for a while, this is Advent, and this first Sunday of Advent, we talked about this candle, which represents hope, the baby of hope, and then we talked about this candle, which was the baby of peace, the rose candle, which is the baby of joy. And then last week, Sunday, it was the candle of love, all of them surrounded by the middle candle, which is the one that we will light tonight. Before I do that, I just want to say that everybody's told me how hectic everything is. I've had several today text me and talk about how everything's hectic, and I said, man, you need to come for 45 minutes to our Christmas Eve service where we just take a breath and everything becomes okay again. So here we are, the night before Christ. The middle candle represents, it's white. It represents Jesus, who is the light of the world, which is what we're talking about, candlelight. But I want to share with you just a couple scriptures, and then I'll light this candle. This whole understanding of what Christ did started way back before he did it in the Old Testament. In fact, Isaiah, as we've learned, Isaiah prophesied so much about Jesus. It's just quite amazing. And I'll just read the scripture. This is out of the Message, by the way. This is Isaiah chapter 9. It says, The people who walked in darkness, again, this is 750 years prior to Jesus' birth. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For those who lived in a land of deep shadows, light, sunbursts of light. You repopulated the nation. You expanded to its joy. Oh, they're so glad in your presence. Festive joy, the joy of a great celebration, sharing rich gifts and warm greetings. And now we know this next part. For a child has been born for us, the gift of a son for us. He'll take over the running of the world. His name will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Wholeness. His ruling authority will grow, and there'll be no limits to the wholeness he brings. He'll rule from the history of David's throne over that promised kingdom. He'll put that kingdom on a firm footing and keep it going with fair dealings and right living, beginning now and lasting always. As that just echoed for 700 years and nobody really recognized it. And then one day, John, who was actually Jesus' best friend, people get offended when I say that, but it's true. Jesus had the 5,000 he taught. He had the 70 that hung with him till he offended them. Then he had the 12 disciples. Then he had the 3 that went with him to the Mount of Transfiguration and to heal the mother and everything. And then he had John, John was the one that was at the foot of the cross, where he looked at John and said, take care of my mom, because she's your mom now. That was John who wrote these words. The Word was first, the Word present to God, God present to the Word. The Word was God, in readiness for God from day one. Everything was created through him. Nothing, not one thing, came into being without him. What came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by. The light life blazed out of the darkness, and the darkness couldn't put it out. There once was a man, his name was John, sent by God to point out the way to the life light. And he came to show everyone where to look, who to believe in. John was not himself the light. He was there to show the way to the light. The life light was the real thing. Every person entering life, he brings into light. He was in the world was there through him, and yet the world didn't even notice. He came to his own people, but they didn't want him. But whoever did want him, who believed he was who he claimed and would do what he said, he made to be their true selves, their God of, their child of God selves. There are the God begotten, these are the God begotten, not the blood begotten, not the flesh begotten, not the sex begotten. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. And we saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, truth from start to finish. That's who we celebrate today, though he came as a child. We've talked about that, the innocence of a child, the wonder of a child, that we need to learn to love the child as much as we love the Christ that did what he did for us on the cross. It all began with the child. So as we light this candle tonight, what did he tell us? Be the light of the world. Notice the candle. I want you to notice something, too. The candle's obviously bigger than the others, but I think the most significant thing is the candle is smaller than the others. Jesus had to say it so many times because of the disciples. They were always trying to decide who was going to get to be the biggest in the kingdom. Even the mom would come up and say, "Hey, let my kids be part of this? Can they sit at your right hand and sit at your left?" And every time Jesus would humble himself and he would always wash their feet and he would always say something to the effect of, "I didn't come to be served, I came to serve. I came to give my life as a ransom for many." So as great and grand as he is, the humility that he walked in is absolutely incredible. And that's who we serve. We serve this baby Jesus as much as we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen. What you need to realize is that we're all family. Did you know that? You've got brothers and sisters in here that we'll see in heaven, that we'll be together. And so tonight, while we're a family celebrating together, God's brought many of us from hard places this year. But can we say that God's been faithful? Yes. I'm looking at some miracles in this room tonight. But the thing that you need to realize is love is a miracle that you can experience every day. And it's a choice. And so tonight we choose to love and we choose to be loved. Did everyone receive a candle when you came in? Does anyone not have a candle? If you'd raise your hand. Okay. Did you get your little candle, Mackenzie? Okay. We'll get you another candle. Thank you. What we want to do tonight is very simple. We're going to ask you if you would just stand with me. Mm-hmm. We're going to take our candles. And tonight, what we're going to do is very symbolic. I know in a lot of places, the candle is only lit where you stand. But tonight, we want to do something a little different. Our world has been in a dark place. Would you agree to that? But we are the light of the world. And no matter what's happening in the world, we can choose to speak life and to be life. So what I'd like for you to do in just a minute, I'm going to ask you to leave out of your pews, and we're going to go. Maddie, wave your hand. Michael's in that aisle. We're going to stand in that aisle, and we're going to move around, and we're going to stand. Steve Metter, raise your hand. Wait, there you go. And we're going to just make a big circle around this where Mike is, if you'll just begin to move into those places. Thank you. And we're just going to make a giant circle around this room. Don't turn your candles on yet. Can you see where you're going? Good job. Summer, yeah. Don't turn your candles on yet. Help the people in the aisle, but don't turn your candles off, please. So what we're going to do, I'm going to take my candle and light it on the candle that represents the light of Christ. And I'm going to light this candle. And Miss Linda, if you'll go to your left and light the night one. And Stephen, do you guys? Gray, you can turn your light on now. And what we're going to do is the candle comes to you, if you'll light it. It's going to take just a minute for this candle to move around. At Advent, we've learned about peace, hope, joy, and love. And tonight, you carry those gifts inside of you. And while it may take a minute for this to get around to each person, it's this simple. If those who are hurting, if we would speak life over them instead of criticism, if we would speak hope instead of despair, we could actually light a candle that may prevent someone from being discouraged and oppressed. So tonight, thank you. All our sweet cooks and are coming in tonight. Thank you, guys. I'm going to share my candle with you. Yes. If you'll just join in over there. Okay. You'll just continue to light those candles. I'd like for you to continue to light the candles, and while you're doing that, I'd like to say a prayer for our country. Father, tonight, we thank you for the privilege that you've given us to live in this country. We want to thank you, God, that you have provided for us safety. God, we ask that tonight, all those who are serving in other countries to protect this nation, that are serving, God, even in the Coast Guard and at home, that you would protect them and their families tonight, God. We ask, Lord, for all our leaders, every leader, God, that you've put in place, and you did put every leader in place. We ask tonight, Lord, that those leaders would be blessed, for your word tells us that it will be peace with us as we pray for them. So tonight we lift each one. God, let the light, let the love just penetrate through the darkness. We're asking God for love to win over hate. We're asking God for forgiveness to replace revenge. God, we're asking you tonight to let that work begin in us. Lord, I want to thank you that health, wisdom, and favor come from you for us. Tonight, Lord, we receive your mercy that you have withheld from us what we deserve, and we receive your grace, God, that you give us the things, Lord, that we don't deserve. But yet you do that for us tonight. Father, we ask that you would bless each one in this room. Send your spirit into their homes, God. And above all, Lord, we give you thanks for who you are and praise your name together. In Jesus' name, and they all said, amen. Amen. That's a little tradition we have. So while our candles are lit, let's sing together Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Amen. So what we're going to do now, I'm just going to ask you very gently, if you would just turn to one another and just greet one another where you're standing with a Merry Christmas in the candlelight. Merry Christmas, ladies. If you would, just blow your candles out. There you go. We have holders for those But before we go, we have a tradition at Christian Center. Who knows what that tradition is? We'd like for everybody to get their car keys out. Yeah. Blow those out, please. Get your car keys ready. This is a Christian Center tradition. Blow it out. Water or wax carpet. I'm sorry, yeah. Okay. Everybody can play an instrument, right? Everybody can play an instrument. Got your keys ready? Yes. There are holders for the candles, but first we're going to take our tradition and we're going to sing Jingle Bells together with your musical instrument. All right? Ready?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to beginning in a one-horse open sleigh. Merry Christmas.
Okay. I think he meant that. All right. We're so glad that you came tonight for putting him first. I do want to remind you that tomorrow, those of you who are volunteering, if you'll show up between 10 and 10:15 and park in the back to leave the rest for our guest in the front to park in, we'll be serving from 11 to 1. And I want to thank those who worked so hard in the kitchen all day today. Thank you. I know there's a couple still back there. They're just putting it in the hallelujah. They're done for the night. Yay, team. Yes, we're happy. If you've never been a part of that, you need to sign up for one of those years. We're going to